You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
So recently we saw a $52 million injection for schools and early education to help deal with lower attendance levels due to COVID-19. This funding has been put towards looking after those with low attendance as well as high-risk students, with funding for social workers, teacher aid hours and other support staff. While the New Zealand Education Institute, also known as NZEI, is happy with this injection and that it is well-timed, they want to see more systemic changes. To understand more about their position, I talked to their president, Liam Rutherford, and started off by asking what this funding means for teachers.
Yeah, so the government has set aside some money, and the purpose of the money is to do two things. One is around providing some frontline resourcing that will allow schools to employ social workers, teacher aides, people from within the sector that's going to help us tackle some of the attendance issues that we're having post-COVID-19.
How has the lockdown affected the well-being of students and teachers?
I think that is a really good question, and I think we are seeing the impact of COVID manifest itself in a number of different ways. Principals across the country have been calling out for frontline support to be able to support students with complex learning needs and severe behaviour needs. And so the announcement is really well timed because some of the funding points directly to that. Alongside that though, the bit that we haven't seen there from the government is the resourcing required to deal with these issues at their systemic level. And a really good example of that tends to be focused around the workload of teachers and principals. And so that's where we're looking to work with government around providing some of those solutions that actually deal with the issue before kids tend to fall off the cliff.
And what support was already there for students who are at risk or those with low attendance?
Yeah, so schools do have the ability to be able to find pathways forward. There are a number of services alongside the funding that schools already have to employ people like teacher aides. I guess what we're continually highlighting ourselves and is seeing across the sector is that resourcing just doesn't meet the needs. And I think that is where the government has got this announcement quite right, because it takes a step forward to providing schools with resourcing to be able to bring those frontline people like teacher aides more into their schools.
And how does support differ between places such as early learning centres and schools and even high schools? How does it differ on the different levels?
So we do have quite a big gap between secondary, primary and early childhood. Secondary schools, for probably mainly historical reasons, they are funded on full formulas that mean they end up with a lot more resourcing than primary. And likewise, when you compare early childhood to primary, this has been extensively highlighted through the government's Tomorrow Schools Review. And in terms of where the government wants to do something, they have signalled that as an issue that does need to be dealt with over time. Some of the work we want to do with the government is bringing them over the line around the need to do that now, because the science sits really comfortably with the idea of where we should be investing most is when children are the youngest, and it's an opportunity to deal with some of those resourcing issues at that real systematic level before schools and early childhood services get themselves into a position where they're having to deal with students with complex learning needs and severe behaviour issues.
So obviously you've just talked about wanting systemic change. So if NZEI was in charge of completely overhauling the education system and had complete control, where would you start?
Oh, I think the biggest thing we could do to have the most significant impact would be around how we deal with the workload of teachers and principals, because if you get that part right, you put teachers in positions where they have the time and energy to be able to build those really constructive one-on-one relationships with students. And that is both at the teacher and at the principal level, because we know that there is such a strong line of sight between relationships, well-being and learning outcomes. And so that is 100% where we would start, so that we can actually start working effectively with children before things get out of control.
And what would be needed to put this into place?
We are talking about resourcing. We're talking about more staffing coming into the education sector so that we can look at things like professional release time, lower class sizes, and in particular, more support at that management level of the school who actually are spending an awful lot of time now on pastoral issues that tend to be overflows from the classrooms, which just tends to make the principal's job pretty unmanageable.
And how do you think teaching can become a more sustainable and attractive profession?
Certainly workload would be the biggest thing that we could change that would have an impact. I mean, what we're finding over time is that schools in particular are fast becoming the solutions to a lot of societal issues. And so it's that compounding effect that we are having as teachers in particular are expected to have increased capability over every issue that comes their way. The other thing that you could do practically is around growing the number of teacher aides that are in schools. They play a really invaluable role around supporting students with high needs. And so that would directly assist the workload of teachers and principals and bring into line that focus on relationships as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.